We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so I'm watching Get Up this morning. Dude, Orlovsky's going nuts on the air.
He couldn't contain himself.
Loved it.
He was filled with jubilation. I was watching. I was like, dude, Orlovsky's a Browns fan.
I was waiting for Orlovsky to tell Jalen Rose to slow his roll on a football talk. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But now he's with us, former NFL quarterback, and like the star of that show, really. I mean, he's the best reason to watch it, in my opinion. It's great. But he's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dan, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm going to call in every day after like all those nice words that you guys just said for the last 15 seconds. It's super good to be with you guys. Yep. I'm great. I am somehow a Browns fan right now. I said it last night. Like it's freaking awesome. And I'm not a Browns fan, but I am. Like I find it freaking awesome.
What team did you grow up rooting for? Are you still a Lions fan? Or I'm not sure where.
No, I'm from Connecticut, where people split Giants or Patriots. I never really had like a favorite football NFL team. I was a big Boston College football fan. I like to see the Lions do well. They obviously drafted me and still friends there, but I'm just a fan of like really cool, fun football teams. And the Browns are at the top of the list right now.
We're talking with Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, ESPN. Dan, if you think about the talent that John Dorsey has added in 15 months, Beckham, Vernon, Landry, Randall, Mayfield, Hubbard, Robinson, Ward,
Hunt.
Mitchell, Hunt, Chubb, Callaway, Richardson, Avery. I'm forgetting a few guys. Have you seen, when's the last time you could remember a team turning around their talent pool this much, this quick?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't happen in the NFL. And that's because just like there's not that many great quarterbacks, there's not that many great general managers. That's why so many teams turn over franchises and general managers and coaches and players, because it's really hard to be really good at it. And I said this, and I'm sure everybody did, like how important it was that the Browns got John Dorsey. And what he's done, it's a little bit reminiscent of, you know, what's happened with the Rams over the past 36 months or so, and the talent that they acquired. Now, they did it over a couple more years in drafts because they struggled for such a long period of time. But it just, I sent out this tweet last night of the difference between the easy tie between where the Giants are and where the Browns are right now. And both those general managers walked in at the same time. And I know that the situations were a little bit different, but you still got to push the right buttons and you still got to pull the right triggers. And it seems like John Dorsey is so ahead of the game when it comes to player acquisition and player development and kind of who he wants to draft. That's what's exciting about it. Is like, man, how exciting it is to have a general manager that knows what he's doing.
How did the Browns get this deal done, Dan, for so cheap? I thought it was going to take two number one picks, number one this year, number one next year, and maybe even something more. I don't know. For a player of that caliber, of Odell Beckham, to get it for a first, a third, and peppers, I thought it was a steal.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, you're getting a generational player, a guy that statistically is the best in the short start of his career, the best ever. He has done stuff that no one else has done at the receiver position to start his career. And so how did it get? Obviously, there's a lot of variables that factored into it. I said this. I honestly believe that the impact or the ugliness that happened in Pittsburgh played a part in this. Like, I believe that Gettleman saw what happened with Antonio Brown and the great player that he was. Because there's some similarities between him and Odell, like tireless workers, dog work ethics, great players on the field, a little bit emotional. And then Antonio Brown over years and years just got fed up with some stuff, was allowed to do whatever he wanted, maybe became a little bit bigger than other guys on the team. And I really believe that Dave Gettleman watched what happened and it almost tore apart a really strong organization in Pittsburgh and going, you know, in the past, maybe Odell has had some things that have been similar, and do I want to potentially head down that road? I don't believe Odell is like that, but do I want to head down that road? Is there a way for me to get out of this now? And so I believe that that was something that played its part for them to go, all right, we're moving on. We got to find the best offer, not necessarily what we think is the correct value.
We're talking with former NFL quarterback Dan Orlovsky of ESPN. Dan, obviously ton of upside with Beckham. Seems to be minimal downside. He has been hurt a little bit the last 2 years. You know, there's been some minor, he's got into some fights, there's been some minor off-the-field stuff. Would any of that worry you at all?
No, because one, and this goes back to, like, Tom Brady came out last year and told somebody he was the baddest mother effer on the planet, and it ended up winning him, in part, a Super Bowl at 41 years old. Like, it's so much easier to have to rein in competitiveness and dog and that mentality that you are the best at what you do than it is to start guys. Oh, you know what? I just need this guy to work a little bit harder. I point to Baker Mayfield. Like, a big thing with last year was, like, Baker needed to come and change that organization, right? Well, you do that with your mindset. And so I don't have concerns about it, and I know a lot of people are going, like, man, Freddie Kitchens better be able to handle these personalities. Two things to that. One, he's with his best friend.
Yep.
I mean, he's with his best friend in Jarvis Landry. That's going to matter. Like, they're going to be able to respectfully challenge and keep each other in check. And two, this is why the quarterback is so important. Baker Mayfield's an alpha male. And not like an alpha male, like he is the alphas of the alphas. And guys that can lead that way, they can get respect from guys in a way where they demand, they ask you for nothing but demand everything from you.
Right.
And that's why I don't have concern because of the quarterback. I don't believe that Odell, I don't necessarily believe that Odell respected Eli's grind. I believe that he respects Baker's grind. And also, they're into the same stuff. They're going to hang out together. They listen to the same music. They dress the same way. They're into the same kind of pop culture, lifestyle type stuff. That's that friendship that is going to be natural, that it's going to be that mutual respect, that it's going to be such a we thing.
It's great points.
Dan Orlovsky,
great point.
Dan Orlovsky does such a great job on ESPN. Watching him this morning, I was getting juiced up because I was up early, Dan, watching all the coverage. Everyone's excited for what the Browns have done. You know, you've been a fan of Freddie Kitchens. You've done a bunch of breakdowns of him, especially the last eight games last season. How does Freddie utilize these guys? How does he deploy all these weapons, and how does he distribute enough footballs? Like, is everyone going to be happy?
Yeah, I think, you know, a big thing is, so, like, the question is, really, what does Odell bring, the addition of Odell? I said this last year coming out that Baker was the best deep ball thrower in the NFL or coming out of the draft last year. We saw that last year in his rookie year. Odell is one of the best deep ball receivers in the NFL. So I really believe that they're going to utilize that. Like, there's going to be more shots taken downfield between them. But the reality is this. What Kitchens did so well last year was give this team an identity and make sure that they took advantage of matchups, whether it was using three tight end sets, getting Landry in matchups, getting Njoku in matchups. This is just going to be another layer because the NFL, and Justin, you know this, it's about who's. And now they've got a lot of who's. They've got Jarvis. And so when you line up Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, Njoku, and let's say Callaway, and you put those guys on the field, you've got four who's just at the receiver position that defense is going to go, now how do we defend these guys? How do we do this? And then you add whatever back's going to be in there, whether it's Duke or Chubb, or we don't know what's going to happen with Kareem Hunt. Like, Now there's another layer of a who, and then how do we defend this team? And so the big thing for Freddie is don't get caught up in, oh, we got to get these guys. Run your stuff. Like, run your offense. You, those guys, the great thing is, and Marcus Spears made this point today, and it kind of caught my eye, it almost, the Jarvis Landry-Odell thing is like, they want to see each other succeed so much yeah. that you're not going to have that, I got to get the ball, I got to get the ball thing. They want each other to go ball. And so the big thing with Freddie Kitchens is, listen, there's 16 games. There's plenty of snaps. There's going to be plenty of opportunity for people to get their touches. And again, those two dudes are so competitive. They've been on bad teams. They've been on teams that haven't been good. I truly believe, a lot of players say this, these guys want to win. They want to win. They want to be the football version or part of the football version of LeBron, what LeBron did for Cleveland.
That's a great point. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. Dan, Browns make two big additions on defense, adding to a line that already had Ogunjobi and Miles Garrett. They had Olivier Vernon and Sheldon Richardson, which on paper looks like a really good front four. What do you think of those two additions?
Huge, because, and everyone knows, the teams, there's really two versions of defense. I'm going to come after you and play man coverage. Well, do you have the people to do that? There's just not a lot of people on the planet that can play man-to-man consistently like that. Or I'm going to rush four and trust that those four are good enough to get home. And on paper right now, you're looking at a defensive line that goes, because who's going to get singles? At some point, somebody, you got to double team somebody, and that means single blocking in pass protection for somebody. Is it going to be Miles? Is it going to be Vernon? Is it going to be Sheldon Richardson inside? So it's like you've created, just like you create all these matchup situations on the offensive side of the ball, you've created matchup situations on the defensive side of the ball. And knowing the way that Steve Wilks wants to play defensive football, which is I want to play some zone, I want to let my guys play eyes on the quarterback, and we want to create pressure from our front four, on paper it looks really promising.
So, Dan, the Browns last night moved to the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl. What should our expectations be this year for the Browns? Like, is it playoffs or bust?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is a team that was in the playoff mix at the end of the year, you know, with a couple kicks here and there, and I know everyone can say that about everything, but there's also sometimes there's a truth to it. A couple kicks here and there, and they are in the playoffs, and so this is a team that, you know, here's the question. When you ask the Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Cincinnati Bengals in comparison to the Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, and Washington Redskins, what teams' coaching staffs are happier today than they were yesterday? It's the teams of the NFC East.
Yeah.
And I promise you, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Baltimore are like, oh, man, what we got to deal with this guy now? And so, you know, looking at – that's what I said, like, it's so fascinating about Dorsey is – not only did he have a post about his football team, but also his division. Like, Baltimore took a step back this week. And I know Earl signed and Ingram signed, but they took a step back. They got fleeced on defense, not only performance, but leadership. Pittsburgh lost two of their best players. Cincinnati's restarting. So you're looking at the division and going, the best team, keeping it real, the best team is the Cleveland Browns. And so it should be a playoff or bust mentality. And we've seen over the past couple of years these teams that have young quarterbacks that are cheap that add some pieces. I said last week, what team was going to be the Rams? What team was going to go all in and go, this is our chance? And I believe it's the Browns. So I just don't – I keep it real, guys. I don't
– Yeah.
Find me the flaw.
No.
Find me the flaw of the football team, you know?
Dan, I know – like what's amazing is you look at the Super Bowl champs and I say, you know, obviously they got Brady and Belichick and – got a lot to prove to be there, but aren't the Browns couldn't you argue the Browns may be more talented roster than the Patriots right now?
You know,
I'm going to get crazy. I'm getting crazy, Dan, but I think it's possible.
I think the Patriots have a more talented roster than people think. I mean, now okay. They lost Flowers, but they've got a great back end. Hightower's still very good. And I know that everyone thinks, like, their receiving core, I mean, they've got a Hall of Fame tight end. They've got probably the best offensive line in football as well. So I still believe that they're a really talented team. I'm not sitting here telling people, oh, the Cleveland Browns are going to win the Super Bowl. But don't sit here and tell me that they don't have a chance. Don't sit and tell me that they're not going to be contending because, again, find me the flaw of the football team. Right. They don't have is that a high expectations? Yeah.
No doubt.
But this is a team that has dwindled in mediocrity. It's great to have these expectations. It's
right.
great to go. It's great to be fearful of, like, oh, man, are we placing too much on this team, pressure or expectation? Why, heck no. Like, this is why you drafted that kid number one, like, for these moments. And so, I mean, I get excited just talking about it again. I don't have any ties to Cleveland. So I've got really high expectations for them. I'm not scared of what is ahead of them with Freddie Kitchens and having to handle it. If I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, I'm more hopeful than I've ever been.
Dan, great insight, great enthusiasm. We really appreciate it. Keep up the excellent work. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.